phone up and I'll put Jim on.
Oh, excellent.
Nice
thank
one
you.
We got there. Okay, bye.
Is that okay?
Yeah, that's great.
Okay, so I'll leave.
Hello there. Hello, Jim.
How are you?
I'm fine. I'm so sorry about that.
Were you struggling there?
Oh, my God. You know, patience, obviously, and I don't know. How are you today?
Yeah, very good, thank you.
Man alive, I'm so excited to be speaking to you. Do you know, I have listened to your music since I was a little tot. My big sister was a massive Simple Minds fan.
Are you one of her babbies?
I am. And when I was at the concert in Belfast just before Christmas, I just thought, you know what, I'm going to give it all tonight. I had such a great time. You guys are amazing in concert.
Well, you guys are amazing too. It was a great, great night. It was fantastic and it takes two to tangle.
I tell you what, I've never been in a crowd of more excited people.
That was probably my mum and dad you were sitting next to.
No, it so wasn't. And I, do you know what? I just got up there and I danced all night. I thought, you know what?
It was a great... I remember I went out to take in the last few numbers of Deacon Blue, who, for those listening, and they opened the night. And you know,
Deacon Blue are amazing.
Were off, you know, their seats on their feet and going for it. And, yeah. And I just thought, this is what we need. And it was a great night. But then I wasn't surprised. We've had great nights throughout our career in your neck of the woods, and it was great nevertheless to see. It was the first time we'd played in that hall, and obviously it gave us a hunger to get back.
So this is your 30th anniversary. That was part of your 30th anniversary.
This is our 31st anniversary.
Oh no! And there's me complaining. I'm complaining because I'm turning 30 this year, and it's like I don't want to be 30.
Well, I know how you feel, but listen. isn't it that big a deal?
It's all right. If Jim Kerr consoles me about being 30, I think I can cope with it.
All right.
So your new album, Graffiti Soul, how is it? Is it going to be big, like the older albums? This is actually your 15th studio album.
It is indeed. Well, listen, I mean, I don't know. I know that we're really excited about the record. I tell you what, when we played last year, I'll tell you the remit that we set ourselves, and you'll be able to decide once you get the chance whether how close we got to it. But last year we enjoyed ourselves. We really had that. It was a bit of a party to be able to talk about being 30 years old and have those dates. And you were at one of them in Belfast. We had them up and down the country and just great. But, and I was a but, was to tell you what, all the shouting and, you know, slapping ourselves in the back a bit, you know, still being around after 30 years, we said we better make sure that whatever we come with next has to sound anything but a band that's been around the block 30 mm-hmm. years. You know, in other words, you'd expect someone to be exhausted, jaded, kind of tired. But, you know, yeah, good song here, not bad. No, we wanted an album that really showed the band at the top of their game, an album that had energy, you know, really a classic Simple Minds, but also somehow contemporary. And all of that was easy to say.
But actually, the album, with having a listen to the new album and even the first single for release, Rockets, there are so many elements of not the old, I hate to say the old Simple Minds, but
no, I know what you mean.
It's full of energy. It's not sounding jaded. And in
Thank
fact,
you.
Lyrically, that new album is phenomenal because that's really what I was looking for. I'm thinking, you know, right, okay, let's hear, you know, you guys always pump out phenomenal lyrics. And, you know, I listen to lyrics. So for me, I was looking, right, okay, what's it presenting to us lyrically? And I find that it's brilliant, and I love the music as well.
As a lyric writer, I'm going to be going to Charlie Burt's show, my partner, and asking for a rise. But thank you very much. Thank you. I mean, you know, all the great bands had their own language, their own way of saying things, the things that you know, music gets you moving. But mm-hmm. when you get the words and music together and it's whispering something else in your ear, it's a great thing.
It is. And there's always been, for me, and I know for a lot of Simple Minds fans, a real spiritual connection with your music. Your music is, it kind of goes to another place.
Well, again, you know, it's a very, very mysterious thing, music. You know, we take it for granted. It's just, yeah, you put on a guitar and you bang out an old tune and mm-hmm. away you go. But, and that, it's great when it seems like that. But let's be honest. I mean, you know, sometimes you're not sure what you're messing with music, and it's so subjective as well. You know, something that you and I like, we play to somebody else, and they just don't get it. You know, it's a mystery when it works, and equally a mystery when you think, why can't they get that? But certainly, I think Simple Minds do create their own world, and if it's a world that you know, people identify with on you know, various levels, then that's also a great thing.
I think my generation have really been blessed because, you know, there are certain bands that seem to be able to tap in on both those levels, and I would kind of, you know, you guys are right up there with you too. They seem to be able to grab something, you know, something of a different dimension.
Do you think that's getting to do with the Celtic spirit?
I think it may be, definitely. Definitely. One of the new songs on the new album, Graffiti Soul, is called Light Travels. Yeah. And I thought, you know, that's a really good song as well.
That's a great song. I mean, I have to give the credit to that. I'll give you a little story here, how when we were starting our band in Glasgow in 1978, there was another band in Scotland. You know, we thought there's only us, everyone else is pretenders to the throne. But there was a great band called Those French Girls, despite the fact there wasn't a girl in the band, and they were just, they had more talent in their pinkies than us, but for whatever reason, it never panned out for them. But the main guy, a fellow called Sean Kelly, who lives in London now, Sean has never stopped writing, and we kept in touch with Sean, and he comes up with these ideas occasionally that just, you know, knocks us on our backs, and he came up with the original idea for Light Travels. It's a beautiful song.
It's an absolutely gorgeous song. What would be your favourite track from the album if you had a track to choose?
Well, I kind of like the opening track. I mean, the opening track called Moscow Underground is a great opener. I think it's somehow, I mean, we had a wee bit of a debate. Charlie Burchill, songwriting partner, he said, hang on a minute, Jim, you know, we're done this really commercial record and you want to open with the most dark track on the album, and I was saying to him, yeah, but it's sexy and dark.
Yeah.
And I just think, I think that sets the tone. I think you're really entering a kind of a time and a place when you listen to that track, and it really, it lets you know what's to come, and as well, it's very, very mysterious, but great energy and you know, hell of a tune as well.
So Jim, what would you say drives your lyrics? Because I know a lot of your older albums, there's a real cry for freedom, you know, in a world of injustice, and a lot of the older stuff, like the likes of Mandela Day and Belfast Child. Would you say there's a track on this album that would be maybe one of those kind of songs?
Well, I think, in a way, you almost mentioned it, we Light Travels, I think it is a song that sort of encompasses a lot of different things and has something universal about it. I mean, the songs you mentioned there, We Were Young Men, and, you know, they were the themes of the day, and we wanted to, I mean, pop music can be great when it's its most banal, and at the same time, it can be at its best when it's the most sort of profound, and you know, when we look back in our songs, you could say arguably our biggest songs are, well, actually, there's no argument. You would say Don't You Forget About Me, Belfast Child. Now, one's a piece of pop candy floss, yet it's a great, great track. Belfast Child, on the other hand, people say, well, that'll never be a commercial success. It's 8 minute long kind of Celtic ballad, and it went to number one in so many places throughout the world. So, and we're just glad to have both types of songs in our set.
I think one thing has to be said. I know that listening to that track years ago when I was little, Mandela Day, and thinking, you know, it was the track for me growing up in Northern Ireland, which was quite kind of shut off from the rest of the world. Yep. And hearing about this man, Nelson Mandela, and thinking, who is Mandela? And then finding out for myself and finding out about the injustices of apartheid and that kind of stuff. Oh, and that's what your music did for so many of this generation. And I think that's why people kind of keep you guys so dear to their heart. I'm so excited about this new album.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, similarly then, we're in a line, because a big influence on us was a fellow called Peter Gabriel.
Uh-huh.
And he did this track when we were listening as you know, teenagers, a track called Biko, which was about really about South Africa as well, and it opened up a whole thing for us. So it's amazing how the, you know, it passes down the line.
Yeah, and I think that's, again, you know, what you were saying about pop music can be quite profound if it's used on a different medium.
Yes, well, I mean, at the end of the day, people all say, you know, there's no rules, and you know, are you obliged to do those things? No, but there is one rule. better have a good tune.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, Mandela Days, it's a lovely tune. I heard it the other day. I was like, that's a good tune, that. You know, even taken away for the subject matter and all that stuff, if you sat down, you and I just knew with a guitar and just plucked those strings, we'd be like, oh, that's nice, that.
Well, do you know what? I've been so mega excited to speak to you, and this has just made my day, speaking to Jim Kerr from Simple Minds. And the new album is absolutely fantastic. It's out when?
25th of May is the album Graffiti Soul, and the single Rockets is the 18th of May.
And the album Rockets has been getting great response on the Z. We're well impressed with it, and the listeners love it. And actually, a lot of my friends who are big Simple Minds fans think it is fantastic, which is always a big up, eh?
My head won't go out this door.
And why not? And I tell you what, you are darn sexy on stage. You pat yourself on the back.
Listen, this is an April Fool or something. Charlie Burchell's called you in and put you up to this.
He has not, definitely. Listen, I just think you're great. I watched it on stage, and one thing I have to say, value for money. See those tickets, right? You kept on going all night and you didn't lose energy. You have more flipping energy than I have.
No, you just gave us it. You know, that's the great thing about playing live. You know, the band feeds the crowd feeds the band. It should work like that.
And you're coming back to Belfast in December.
We are. We're there on, somebody put the date in front of me, and we're there on, hold on a second, I don't have it in front of me, but you're right, it's like the first week of
it. Is it OMG or something, or supporting you guys?
OMG are playing as well, and I tell you what, they've got a lot of songs as well that'll make people happy.
They're pretty good. I have to say, right, that Deacon Blue were amazing as well.
They are. They're a great band.
Wow.
I mean, they had us jumping up and down at the side of the stage.
They need to get back again.
They do.
You tell them I said so.
I will tell them.
Listen, Jim, thank you so much. Sorry about all the hassle getting through there. It's been great speaking to you.
Pleasure, absolute pleasure. You take care.
You too. God bless.
See you then.
Okay,
bye-bye,
cheers.
Bye-bye.